Welcome to Are You Real? Finding the Authentic You, the podcast that focuses on Christians that are active in everyday life. Join in as we speak to everyone from successful business owners to educators to athletes about their faith and how it helps them reach out and revolutionize those around them to do the same. And now get ready to roar with your host, the voice of manifestation, John Fuller.
Hey, Roar Nation, John Fuller here coming at you live from Amarillo. Super excited. So we are doing a bunch of new things coming up in January. The whole month of December is going to be me interviewing all of our new hosts that are going to be coming on the show. We're going to be talking about business, success, possibly politics, music, fitness. We are going to have 3 to 4 shows a week coming at you with people that are very, very good at what they do and hitting specific niches. I get to do the fun part, interview people about their gifts and talents. And then my hosts, these other hosts that are going to come on, are phenomenal at what they do. And they are going to get down in the nitty gritty of what makes other people great in specific areas. So it's going to be awesome. Okay. So that being said, we just hired a new media person, and she told me that I have to let everybody know. If you didn't know already, you can follow us on Facebook at Are You Real, Twitter at Are You Real Pod, and Instagram, Are You Real Pod. Now, the reason you want to start following us, we're going to start doing book giveaways. We're going to be talking about upcoming shows, different things that we're doing. So I highly recommend you get on there. So, Roar Nation, I am super excited, stoked, and mesmerized by my new host. Are you ready, Mr. Jody Holland?
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's have some fun.
Come on, dude. Let's do it. Okay. So, Jody, our guests could go back into old interviews. We've done 3 or 4 together. We've talked about my book. We've talked about your career. But not everybody that has logged on to listen to the show today knows the famous Jody Holland. So that being said, I need to know a little bit about you and what your show is going to be about.
All right. Well, I'm going to be taking the Are You Real Success Show. And really, my background is in psychology and in helping people reach their full potential. I've been an executive coach. I'm the author of 16 books. I've written more than 30 full-day training programs on various topics, from sales to leadership to personal success. So I will be taking people through all of the aspects of how they become the very best version of who they can be.
Dude, you must know some stuff after all that.
I hope so. I hope I know 1 or 2 things at least.
That's impressive. Hey, I do want to say congratulations, Jody. For those of you that don't know, he is going to be graduating with a master's degree in December.
Yeah, long time dream of mine. I really wanted to go back right after college, but there was this thing that I was missing. Money. That was the thing that I was missing at the time.
So wait, let me get this right. You had to go out and make a bunch of money just so you could pay for the degree to keep making money, to be official at what you're already good at.
Yeah. And you know, it's kind of funny. The degree was really not so that I could make more money. The degree was just one of the goals that I had to try to better myself. So I had always wanted the degree in applied psychology, the master's. And finally, my kids were about to start college and I went, really ought to just go ahead and do this right now. So I have one daughter that is almost at her sophomore year in college and one that's a freshman in college. And now I'm finally graduating with my master's in applied psychology.
Dude, I'm impressed. I hope they gave you a discount, 3 in 1.
No, I'm pretty sure they raised the rate and went, ooh, he's dumb enough to pay them all. No, actually, I did get a really good scholarship from Angelo State University, and I've got a daughter in junior college. She's doing a dual high school junior college program and then one at WT, and she got some great scholarships as well. So really, it hadn't been that bad.
We have to charge Angelo State now $1 because you just did a plug for them.
Yeah, a little shout out to Javier Flores out there. I love that guy. I've done a couple of interviews on my own video blog with with guys from that area and done some great stuff with ASU.
Love it. Okay, so I want to ask you, coming into the new year for our launch, we're going to be talking, we got Are You Real Fit? Are You Real Business? Are You Real Linked? Are You Real Creatives? Which you didn't even know that one was coming yet. We just...
That's awesome.
We just added that, which we'll be talking about music and art. And then obviously, you Are You Real Success? I want to ask you, what are you most excited about with this massive platform we're about to launch?
Honestly, I think what I'm most excited about is the fact that I get to deliver some good content on a regular basis. I love to teach. I love to educate. I train 150 days a year. And so this will be a way that I can really focus in specifically on that mindset of success and how you wire yourself for the success that you're seeking. So I always tell people, you learn as much by teaching as you do by going to the program, because you spend so much time prepping for it. So I think this is going to keep me sharp and keep me on my game.
Man, I couldn't agree more. And that's funny you said that. I was listening to this author slash coach one time. It was a big name guy. And right now it kind of just butterflied out of my brain. But that being said, I remember him saying that he would go to conferences and he would take notes. And as soon as whatever he learned, he would immediately go out and teach the very thing that he learned, just so he could. And somebody asked him why he did it. And he said he really did it for himself, just so he could remember it.
Yeah, you really hone your skills by creating that focus and by putting yourself out there going, okay, now I'm going to teach the very thing that I just learned. Because it makes you master it. Otherwise, you look like an idiot when you go do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So, Jody, what in particular about your show is going to captivate people as far as success, and why? I guess I'm just going to ask you, why should I even listen to you, Jody?
So I want you to think about the human mind for just a minute. You go through several stages to become the person that you are. But your mind is really just like a software program. When you learn how to understand the software and then how to reprogram the software to fit the needs that you're looking for, you can literally create anything that you're looking for in your life. So it's not some necessarily magical formula of, oh, I'm going to attract greatness. But there is a component of attraction based on the reticular activating system that allows you to filter out the bad and filter in the good. So throughout the show, I'm going to be talking with some people that are absolutely phenomenal at ensuring that they're successful. I'll be speaking with some other authors. I'll also be talking a lot of psychology and really trying to make it a very practical application of the psychology, so that you understand when you wake up each day, there's a specific set of steps that you should go through that create the right day for you that also result in your success. So without sounding too much like I'm tooting my own horn, some of the track record that I've had over the last 18 years of being in business for myself, right now I have a 100% success rate on implementing my full programs, where I reduce turnover and increase profits enough that I increase the net profitability of the company to between 10 and 50 times what they paid me. So it's a pretty decent track record for 18 straight years. I've also got a great track record at reprogramming people who have had a lot of challenge with disciplining themselves to be successful, or challenges with trying to integrate within an organization and be successful. So once you understand the human mind, there's almost no limit to what you can do.
That was funny. I was thinking about that conversation that we had in Dallas. It was me, you, and AJ. And we were sitting in the board. He was on writing on the whiteboard, and we had figured out how much, I think, money you had made them or something versus what you, like, it was off the charts.
Yeah, I had one organization, I'm not going to name names of companies, but had one hospital that I had worked with that in 1 year I'd increased their net profit by $11.8 million, and they paid me $95,000. So it was a pretty decent ROI for them.
Dude, you should have just said, if you'll give me 10% of, if you'll give me 10%, yeah, of what I'm going to save you, dude, we could literally be sitting on the beach right now and having pina coladas.
I go to the beach every month.
Yeah, well, not all of us do. You could have paid for me to go with you, is what I'm saying, and a guest on our show listening.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I actually have clients in Florida, so they fly me out every month, and I get a chance to go out, hang out on the beach, do some great work, head back to the panhandle of Texas, to the beauty of the wind and the barrenness, and then go do it again the next month.
You know what's funny is when I first moved here, I came from the mountains, moved to West Texas, and I was like, oh my gosh, this place is like miserable. And then we took a trip to South Carolina about 3 years ago. And halfway into it, once you further east you get, and those of you that are familiar that maybe already lived on the East Coast, it's really green and it's pretty. But the issue I had is the further east I went, the bigger the trees got and the closer they got to the road. So I felt like, yes, I was driving in a tunnel of trees for hours. Like I couldn't even see past the medium on the side of the road.
Yeah, it's a little claustrophobic going to some of those. And I will say, just bragging on this part of the world, I only in one place in the world have I seen sunsets as beautiful as here.
Yes, for real.
And the sunsets and then the sunrises. We've got a cabin out in the country, this little hunting cabin. And I was there over the weekend and just, I was up about 6:15 in the morning. I just kind of watched the sun come up and just went, holy cow, God, you did pretty good on this one. So it was epic.
I tell people, so further along that trip, after getting claustrophobic for days, we came back and my appreciation for the panhandle like was 10 times what it was before. I'm like, wow, I really enjoy this. So I tell people, West Texas is the only place that you can go that I know of that you can watch your dog run away for like days.
Yeah.
So like you could sit on your porch and your dog would just be gone for days. You wouldn't even need binoculars. You would just see him disappear into the sunset 3 days later.
Yeah, you actually can see the curvature of the earth as the sun comes up or goes down.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so Jody, going into the new year, what would you say that your personal biggest challenge is right now that you want to overcome?
The biggest challenge that I want to overcome. So I was actually talking with my business manager about some of this earlier today. We have our planning day on the 15th this month. And one of the things that we said is my big goal is I would like to take one straight month off. So no work, no nothing for one straight month. I've never done that before. I've done the 2 week thing. I made it almost 3 weeks 1 year, but I'm trying to plan out one solid month off while increasing revenue.
Dude, like, would you enjoy that? And I know that sounds stupid, but I'm like, what would you do for a month? Like I would be bored.
Let me clarify a little bit. I'm not going to sit around and eat bonbons and watch Days of Our Lives or anything like that.
Well, maybe for 2 weeks, but not for a month.
Well, my plan is on that month off, I love to write. And during this master's program, I've written somewhere in the neighborhood of probably 400 pages worth of research, but I haven't gotten to just sit and write books. And so that month off for me is I'm not out there training and traveling and doing that kind of stuff. I'm just doing the writing, which is my favorite part of existence.
Okay, so you're going to actually do what you enjoy doing.
Yeah, I just might go sit in Colorado and do it for a couple of weeks.
I like your thinking. Yeah, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, dude, there's no way I could take a month off from work. Like, I would go fix something or, I don't know, I would do something.
Well, basically, it's a month off of being scheduled for stuff. That would be, I guess, a better way to word it.
Now, that I would definitely do. There's nothing worse than having to meet deadlines constantly.
Yeah, some of it I think we need, though, because if you think about kind of your mindset, Dr. Carol Dweck talks about that we either have a growth or a fixed mindset. The folks that have the growth mindset, they look at all of those challenges like deadlines and they go, man, I am really going to grow by overcoming this or facing this challenge. For the ones who are fixed, they go, there's no way I can do it. I've never done this before. You know, they freak out and just crumble. So there is something that keeps you healthy by the right amount of stress and the right way of handling it that keeps pushing you to further levels of growth.
I like it, man. So that being said, I grew a lot today because my stress levels were like off the charts. So I feel inches taller today, let me tell you.
That's fantastic. You can take on LeBron James soon.
Yeah, it's dude, it's on. We're going to be playing some ball. Okay, so also, Jody, do you have New Year's resolutions?
Yes and no. If you look at the world that is around us, the roughly 97% of New Year's resolutions are given up on by the week after Valentine's Day. So it's not really a resolution. It is a New Year's choice, is the way I would put it. So there are things that we do in our life that we choose. I'm not resolute that I'm going to do one thing or another. As opposed to that, what I'll be doing is saying, this year I will choose to eat in this way, or I will choose to do X, Y, or Z. So I'm just making choices that relate to the goals and objectives that I've established.
Okay, did you say 2 weeks after, in 2 weeks into February?
1 week after Valentine's Day. That's when.
Oh, I was just going to say, that's like Valentine's Day. So what, everybody eats chocolate, gets roses, and says, screw this for the rest of the year, I'm done?
Yeah, basically.
That's interesting. Why is that?
Mostly because people, when they set a resolution, they haven't really made a choice to be any different as a person. What they've done is they've tried to say, well, I really would like to be a little skinnier, or I would really feel better if I exercised. So as you know, because you're a gym rat, same way that I am, for 2 weeks, last 2 weeks of January, the gym is packed.
I don't even, dude, I try to go like odd hours that it's so ridiculous to even attempt to go.
Yeah, that's my 2 o'clock in the afternoon workout time. Yes. Is for that 2 weeks. And it's because so many people are like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Yeah, not really. Because they're doing it for the wrong reason. So within your mind, if you don't create the new concept of who you are by choosing to be that person, then you're never going to truly be real in your commitment to success.
Ooh, you threw in real, dude. That was pretty clever, Jody.
Thanks, man.
I'm impressed. Okay. So I want to ask you one last thing, and then I'll let you rant on whatever you want. But I want to know, is there anything interesting about you that I don't know or our audience might not know, just some interesting fact or something about you, like a hobby, any story, whatever?
All right. So you probably know from my logo that I do martial arts, but I've actually had 18 broken bones in my life. I've had my jaw dislocated, and only one of those was in another sport besides martial arts. So first major broken bone was football. Got out of that sport, way too violent. And
but that and was started, only one bone in there.
Yeah, and then I started focusing on the martial arts, and I absolutely love it. I've got another guy that you've interviewed, Chip Townsend. He and I knew each other back when we were both 20 years old. He, by the way, beat the tar out of me. He's amazing. I mean, amazing as a martial artist and as a human. But that hobby of mine, I earned my black belt in Taekwondo. I earned a black belt in Hapkido. I've studied Kempo just a little bit. I would really like to take that a little bit more. I've done Muay Thai. I've done kickboxing. So I've only been in three actual fights outside of a ring in my life, and I didn't start any of them, nor would I have started any of them. So
wait,
I think that's
okay.
Something interesting about me.
But you said 18 broken, one in football. So where are the other 17, dude?
They were all martial arts. I've had my nose broke. I've broken several knuckles when I was learning to break bricks. I broke my fibula. I broke my femur. I broke my
joint.
You
broke your femur in karate?
Yeah, people kind of stomp on you. It's not real nice.
Oh, my gosh.
I had one of my best friends dislocate my jaw in practice one time.
What a good friend.
Yeah, I did knock him out the next night. So it was a good trade-off. So broken nose for him. So it's a fun sport. And the way that I described it when my father-in-law asked me when I was still dating my wife before we got married, he said, "Why in the world do you do that?" I said, "It is the only legal way to get out all of your frustrations."
Yeah,
And he cracked up. He's like, "Yeah, I get that. That makes sense."
that's funny you said that. Tent and I started doing karate about 3 4 months ago, and it's been a lot of fun. We haven't got to get into the physical part where we beat the crap out of each other yet, but it's been a little physical, so it's been fun.
Oh yeah. Well, once you get good, let me know. Let's fight.
It's on, baby. Let's do it.
Some of my best friends are people that I got into fights with that popped off like, "I'll fight you." Okay, let's do it.
And then you beat the crap out of each other, and we're like, yes, we're friends for life.
Yeah, pretty much. That's kind of how guys make friends sometimes.
I love it. Okay, so as we wrap up the show, the mic is yours. I'm done asking questions. Dude, go for it, buddy.
Okay, I just want to kind of throw out there and some of the things that I've written. My focus has been on, for example, in the book Success, a 12-Step Program, how do you reshape your mind in such a way that it does the work for you? You have so much potential inside of you, and it's just that so many people will set themselves up for failure after failure after failure because the subconscious programming that exists within their mind is keeping them in the rat race. Or keeping them just running like crazy, but never really getting a handle on their business or on their life. So, just like what you talk about with the balance of who we are as people, in order to become authentic or to become real, you've got to get a handle on you from the inside out. You can literally do anything you want in your life. You think about some of the successful people in this world, and you go, do you really think that? You said politics. So Donald Trump is really that much smarter than me? No, he's just got a different set of programming in his mind. So when you start programming yourself, whether it's for your financial success or for success in business, you can create anything that you want to, but you gotta own who you are. So you think about how you define you or what's called your self-efficacy. When you start learning how to control the internal belief models, then you create your thought patterns. Once your thought patterns are in place, your actions become automatic. When your actions are then in place, your results are very predictable. The mistake that we make is we try to control our actions without accounting for our thoughts or our belief models. Once you tap into the belief models, everything flows the way that it's supposed to.
That's some good stuff, Jody.
No, I'm excited, man. I've got a ton of content. Like I said, with the number of books that I've written, I'm ready to roll, man. I'm ready to have some fun here, interview some of the greats.
Let's do it. All right, brother, you good to go?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on just a second. Roar Nation, that was just a brief, quick intro in what we are doing for the new year. Super excited. Don't forget to plug in every week. We have four more interviews. I can't even talk. Coming this month, we'll be launching everybody's new shows in January. So get on Facebook and all that other good social media stuff. We'll be talking more about it. We'll have some videos doing intros. And guys, gals, we love you. Remember, be real, be authentic, and be you. God bless.
That's all for this episode of Are You Real? Finding the Authentic You. Be sure to go to areyoureal.org for your free questionnaire to identify your gifts and talents and how you can use them to help people become leaders and catapult them into their destiny to help others become the leaders of tomorrow. We appreciate you spending your time with us and look forward to helping you reach out and revolutionize next time on Are You Real? Finding the Authentic You.